Morning. Now, I got a question for you to start with, okay? Has anybody here ever told a lie? And I guess if you don't want to answer that question, I won't blame But I got a story here this morning. I'm going to read you. It's kind of a short story, so I'm going to pay attention. It's called The Shepherd Boy and the Wolf. A shepherd boy tended his master's sheep near a dark forest not far from the village. Soon he found life in the pasture very dull or very boring. All he could do to amuse himself was to talk to his dog or play on his shepherd's pipe. One day, as he sat watching the sheep in the quiet forest, thinking what he would do should he see a wolf, he thought of a plan to amuse himself. His master had told him to call for help should a wolf attack the flock, and the villagers would drive it away. So now, though he had not seen anything that even looked like a wolf, he ran toward the village, shouting at the top of his voice, "Wolf, wolf!" As he expected, the villagers who heard the cry dropped their work and ran in great excitement to the pasture. When they got there, they found the boy doubled up with laughter at the trick he had played on them. A few days later, the shepherd boy again shouted, "Wolf, wolf!" Again, the villagers ran to help him, only to be laughed at again. Then one evening, as the sun was sitting behind the forest and the shadows were creeping out over the pasture, a wolf really did spring from the underbrush and fell upon the sheep. In terror, the boy ran toward the village, shouting, "Wolf, wolf!" But though the villagers heard the cry, they did not run to help him as they had before. "He cannot fool us again," they said. The wolf killed a great many of the boy's sheep and then slipped away into the forest. You see, two times he told him a lie. And the first two times they believed him, and so they ran. The third time, well, look what he's done to us. We ain't gonna pay no attention to him this time. We're gonna forget about it. And it actually was, there actually was a wolf. So you see, they didn't trust him anymore. He had lied to him twice and they didn't trust him. So how long do you think it took for that same boy to regain people's trust? It probably took a long time. And I can imagine if the guy down the road, the farmer down the road, had some sheep he needed taken care of, he wasn't going to call him because he didn't trust him no more. So you see, he told a lie. People didn't trust him. Now he had a problem. You know, that same thing can happen with us. If we start telling lies, after a while, people don't trust us anymore. And people said, "Ah, this person said it. Don't worry about it. It may not be true." That's why it's important to always tell the truth. And if you start doing that, it becomes a habit. You know what a habit is? Habit is something that you got stuck in, you got used to doing, you got used to it, and you just can't stop doing it. And a habit can be very hard to break. It can be very hard to break. And that habit will go with you a long time. It'll go with you as you grow up, as you get bigger. That habit will stick with you. Now, in Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19, it mentions some things that God hates. And when you hate something, you want nothing to do with it. You get that out of here. I don't want it. I hate it. And it mentions some things that God hates. It says, a proud look, a lying tongue. That's what that boy did. He lied. God hates that. Hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies. There it is again. He says it twice in this passage. That's how much he hates it. He says, "I hate it. I don't want to get rid of it." And one who sows discord among the brethren. So you see, it's very important not to develop that habit of telling lies. Because people won't trust us. We want people's trust. You want people's trust, Timmy? Yeah, you do. I think we all do. One way to keep people's trust is to not tell lies, because that will ruin it real quick, and it takes a long time to get it back. So, you can go back to your seats now.
Stand.